I am here at the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, and with me now is Colin Woodall with NCBA. Colin, tell us a little bit about your role with NCBA.
Yeah, I serve as the Vice President of Government Affairs for NCBA. That means I lead all of our efforts in Washington, D.C. We have a great staff of 15 individuals. We have lobbyists. We have a veterinarian. We have a political action committee. We really cover all the bases on dealing with all the legislators and the regulatory policymakers in D.C.
Well, let's quickly look back at 2012. Talk about some successes that you guys were proud to share.
Yeah, there are a couple of great successes. One of the top successes is the fact that we were able to get the exemption amounts for the death tax put into permanent law. That was a huge victory for the cattle industry because for several years now, every 2 years, we would have to defend our position. To be able to have our $5 million exemption per person and the $10 million per couple, to get that in permanent law is just great for this entire industry. We were also able to shut down the EPA effort to regulate ag dust. Another great win. So those are two of the real big ones that we had. And then just last week, we were victorious in getting more beef access into Japan.
Well, I know that one of your big priorities going into 2013 is going to be the Farm Bill. Briefly talk about that, but also what else is coming down the pipeline?
Unfortunately, we're just not seeing a whole lot of movement on the Farm Bill. There's a lot of people in Washington, D.C. that want to get it done, but how quickly we get it done is really in question. I think a lot of it is due to the fiscal discussions that Congress will have to have here in the next couple of months, which will determine just how much money is left to write a Farm Bill. As far as us, though, we have the same priorities that we did in 2012 for the Farm Bill. We don't want a livestock title. But at the same time, we would like some good research, research dollars, and also some conservation programs. That's just one of the things we're going to be looking at this year. We're also going to be battling the activists that want to take away our use of antibiotics. That's going to be a big part of it. We're also going to be working on immigration to try to have some immigration changes and border security changes. And then, of course, continuing our fight against the EPA.
Well, thank you, Colin, for sharing the outlook for the future. And I know the future is bright for cattlemen across the country. Thank you for your work in Washington and keeping all of us in your mind and making it able for us to do what we love in the beef industry. Once again, talking with Colin Woodall with NCBA here at the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention here in Tampa, Florida. I am Jamie Johansson.